And it's good to be with you. This is a midweek Wednesday. Good amount of rain overnight around midnight. And kind of a spring-type weather is what we are having. Eric Carpenter with you. This is KCVL, KCRK. Unseasonal warm weather. Snow melt continuing. And more rainfall in the forecast. The rivers are going to continue to rise. The very warm temperatures going to continue the snow melt and runoff into the area rivers and streams. With the rivers coming up, along with the temperatures, we've got thunderstorms in the forecast for Thursday, capable of producing heavy rain. That could result in further rises in the rivers. Also, localized debris flows in steep terrain near any burn scars. Thursday, late in the day, Friday, a moderate to heavy rain in the forecast. Several rivers forecast to reach bank full this week, including the Kettle River and the Spokane River, Okanagan River. We will keep an eye on it and keep you up to date. So far, kind of nothing like back in 1997. Remember that year we had flooding and roads getting washed out all over the place. Well, the Colville River flow is still just over half of what the flow was in 1997. Don't want to ever see a year like that again. A lot of road damage that year. But the Colville River currently flowing at 1,380 cubic feet per second. That is above the 75th percentile, which is 1,210. The average flow, 837. So we are well above average, but nowhere near that 1997 flow. Well, the state legislature is going back to work. Governor Inslee calling lawmakers back to a special session after they rejected a bill setting out a new statewide drug policy. Lawmakers adjourned their regular session late last month after voting down a bill that would keep drug possession illegal and boost services for people struggling with addiction. Inslee calls that unacceptable. And late yesterday, he set a special legislative session. It is to begin May 16th. Going to give the legislature another chance. A temporary law that makes possession of small amounts of drugs a misdemeanor will expire in July. So if lawmakers fail to pass a bill, Washington would become the second state, after Oregon, to decriminalize drug possession. Water main flushing continuing today. The city of Colville began on Monday. They open up the hydrants and run heavy water out to get the sediment and that out of the water mains. It also gives them a chance to work the valves, make sure everything is working good on the fire hydrants. The flushing of the mains is going to continue through Friday, May the 12th. They start at 8 every morning. Again, before 8 in the morning, the city suggesting you draw adequate drinking water for the day. And that water main flushing began Monday, will go through the 12th. The big game hunting pamphlet one of those essential things for any hunter. This week's Department of Fish and Wildlife Question of the Week has information on how to access that information.
Hi, I'm Sergeant Barenberg with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife Police out of your Caldwell office. The Big Game Hunting Pamphlet is available on our website at wdfw.wa.gov. The hard copy version is available at the WDFW regional offices and hundreds of vendors across the state between May 4th and 8th. They are free, so grab one for a friend or getting one for yourself. We highly recommend that hunters study the regulations closely, positively knowing where you can hunt legally when the season's open and closed, and what areas are reserved for archery versus firearm can keep you out of inadvertently committing a crime. WDFW police give a lot of warnings as well as citations that could have been avoided if sportsmen had read and understood the regulations pamphlet. Remember, we as enforcement officers are also hunters and fishermen. If you ever have a question regarding the laws or regulations regarding hunting, fishing, and trapping, give any one of us a call anytime and we'd be happy to walk you through it. Again, those regulations online at wdfw.wa.gov. Click on the hunting tab at the top of the page and scroll down to the hunting seasons and regulations to view them. If you have a question for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, send it to communications at dfw.wa.gov or call 509-563-5495. Please include an email address or a phone number. There will be a random drawing for a can of bear spray each week for people who submit a question.
Tune in to the news Wednesdays at 7, 8, noon, and 5 for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife Question of the Week. Email your questions on fish, wildlife, habitat, hunting, and more to communications at dfw.wa.gov. Or you can call 509-563-5495 and leave us your question. We'll answer one question every Wednesday.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Caldwell.
This is one of those things that was established a long time back, to 1775, the National Day of Prayer. It was then established by Congress in 1952, and then the bill amended in 1988 by Ronald Reagan, that the National Day of Prayer event would fall each year on the first Thursday of May. Well, this year's National Day of Prayer event is tomorrow, Thursday, May the 4th. It will be held here in Caldwell at 12 noon on the north side of the Stevens County Courthouse. They will have worship music provided, as well as prayers covering the seven centers of influence, which are family, faith, business, government, education, media, and entertainment. All are welcome at the National Day of Prayer event here in Caldwell. That is tomorrow at 12 noon, the north side of the courthouse. Howard Muma, age 92, passed away April 30th at his home in Caldwell, surrounded by the love of his family, his wife of 72 years, Joanne Muma, their children, Melody, Mickey, Misty. Nineteen great-grandchildren, one great-great-grandchild. Howard Muma, preceded in death by his parents, Forrest and Rachel Muma, his brother, John, a nephew, Kevin, and a great-granddaughter, Peyton Egger. A celebration of life will be this Saturday morning, 11 o'clock, at the Free Methodist Church, 1221 East Hawthorne in Colville. Graveside service immediately following at the Mountain View Cemetery in Colville. The family suggests memorial contributions be given to Hospice of Spokane, Colville Free Methodist Building Fund, or the Garden Valley Community Church.
Vaughan Brothers Lumber specializes in forest improvements and thinning treatments that add value to the forests for people, products, and the environment. We are currently purchasing saw logs, ton wood, chipwood, and also timberland. Contact Vaughan Brothers today at 509-684-5071. Or for more information, go to www.vaughanbrothers.com.
Colville got the victory yesterday in baseball, 13-2, the win over Newport. In fact, Colville got off to a fast start. They had one run in the first, one run in the second, and that's really all they needed. So Colville, the victory. We've got games coming up on Saturday for Colville baseball. This afternoon, Colville Lakeside softball. We're going to have that on KCVL. Busy time, getting toward the end of the regular season, playoff baseball, softball getting underway. All right, regular season game, softball, Lakeside Colville 4 this afternoon. That'll be on KCVL. A.J. Pollock homered to break up a combined no-hit bid with one out in the eighth inning. Jared Kelenic added an RBI double. Seattle Mariners rallied past the Oakland Athletics 2-1. That last night, both teams were held hitless through five innings. Oh, it was kind of a weird game. The game itself was okay, but there were only 2,583 fans in the stands. And they wonder why Oakland is moving to Vegas. Seattle's Bryce Miller retired his first 14 batters. It was his major league debut. Troy Kemp singled a shoulder-high pitch in the sixth inning. Was the first runner to reach base. Oakland and the Mariners. They go at it again tonight. 5:30 pregame. On 92.1 KCRK. The Dallas Stars, they lost 5-4 to the Seattle Kraken last night. Game one of their second round series. The Dallas coach, Pete DeBoer, no bones about it. He says he's ashamed that the team wasted such an epic performance. Kraken lead that series 1-0. You know, when it gets to be playoff time and a team makes the playoffs that maybe really wasn't expected to, things get dicey. The Seattle Kraken late last night announced they will play their playoff games on Sunday and Tuesday night in Seattle. Wasn't easy to work out. A lot of pieces in this puzzle. The Climate Pledge Arena, that's what they call the arena in Seattle, as he'd been on the phone for 24 hours trying to solve the scheduling game. The arena had a concert booked for Saturday night and a Seattle Storm exhibition game booked for Tuesday night. National Hockey League wanted the Kraken to fit two home games in between the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. So the team, even while they were in the game in Dallas, that was still up in the air about how they were going to resolve games three and four. Well, what made it even more complex is that Rogers Place Arena up in Edmonton, Alberta, they also needed to host a game three and four between the Oilers and the Vegas Golden Knights. And as it turned out, both Seattle and Edmonton had Shania Twain booked for concerts. And then they had another concert scheduled for Wednesday up in Edmonton. Well, NHL, they said they need to get their games in, satisfy their broadcast partners. So apparently the Hockey League had notified the buildings in March of a rough schedule for the playoffs if this happened. And as it, you know, says the Seattle Storm knew well in advance there had been a conversation about a resolution if the Kraken qualified for the second round. So kind of like what happened down in Atlanta. The Atlanta Hawks beat the Celtics, and so they had to have a game in Atlanta. Janet Jackson was slated to play the arena there in Atlanta, so she had to move her concert from Thursday to Friday. Ultimately, that's kind of the solution for Seattle, too. The Storm moved up their game a day to Monday, and they say no problem. They've got the crew at the arena. They can quickly flip the arena from a concert to hockey to basketball and then back to hockey. The switch, she says, because of the expanded ingress and egress at the Coliseum there, they can make this change from hockey to basketball to a concert back to hockey within a 12-hour time span. They've got 100 or so crew that come in and make that happen. So the Kraken win last night. See how they can continue on. A look at the local weather forecast brought to you by ABC Heating and Electric, 411 West 2nd in Colville. If you're looking for a little comfort in your life, going to have that air conditioning really soon. Get a hold of the expert, your carrier dealer, ABC Heating and Electric. Give Deb a call, 509-684-2018. Sunny skies today, 83. A high this afternoon, 52 overnight, 88 the high, sunny on Thursday. Thunderstorms Thursday night with hard rain at times, 52 the low. Showers on Friday, 65 the high, 42 Friday night. Rain likely Saturday, 53 the high. Warming back up to 60 by Sunday, 62 with rain on Monday, still showers and 63 on Tuesday. Carrier dealers, they are the authorities of getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. See them at ABC Heating and Electric. Calm skies this morning. It's a nice morning. Right at 60 degrees here at the radio station. 7:30. Midweek Wednesday. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric Carpenter at KCVL KCRK.